everybody. This is Emily with Life's a Vibe Unfiltered. Welcome, welcome. So, thanks for tuning in. For this episode, since it's my first one, I'm just going to give a little bit of background about me, what to expect in this podcast for the future episodes coming. Let's dive into it. A little bit about me. Well, I am a Midwest mama. I have had a background in pretty much everything. worked customer service, babysitting, to billing, to hospital, CNA work, to finance, and eventually entrepreneurship. So currently I am a business owner, a mom who is always on the run via sports. My kiddo's super active, and I have a boyfriend. So that's something new for this stage in my life also, which I will dive into that. Oh my gosh, stop letting me cheese so hard. Anyway, something about me that everybody that is very involved in my life and I'm close to says about me is I'm always doing something different, right? So I have the type of personality that I want to do a whole bunch of different stuff. I have all these ideas, and honestly, sometimes I get bored pretty easy. So for me, I thought I like to talk. I know I like to talk. I've been through some shit. And at the end of the day, I really just enjoy helping people and going through life's dilemmas with people and helping them see the light, right? And get there. So I thought, why not start a podcast? So I'm here, y'all. I'm here, and let's get into it. So with me having gone through a lot of different things in even my early adulthood that shaped me really who I am today, to be honest. And I think that we can all say that. It's just kind of how you process things and how you move, right? If something bad happens, how do you move in that situation? How do you deal with it, right? So for me, I had to find my authentic self. There was a point in my life that I lost M. I lost who I was. And that was a tough pill to swallow, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, it was really tough. It was scary. It was sad. And I didn't realize it at that moment, right? So I'll get more into that really tough point in my life where I lost myself in later episodes. But I saw that, I noticed it, and I'm like, I have to do something. Like, I don't know who I am. Like, who am I? I was completely gone. There's one specific picture that even to this day, like, y'all, I'm an emotional person, okay? Especially when I'm by myself, that I'll look at and I just get teary-eyed, because it's sad to see yourself in such a low place. But then at this point in my life, I'm able to look in the mirror and like, hell yeah, girl, you did that. You know, there was some type of glow up, or you found her. I got her back and she's better than ever. So finding your authentic self, that was my first step. And what is our authentic self, right? Like, there can be a lot of interpretations of that. So I'm just going to let's just dive in. So how do we find our authentic selves? If you know already, that's awesome. If you don't know, y'all, it's fine. I was pushing 26, 27 when I realized that I didn't know who my authentic self was. So I had to figure it out. And first step to doing that was figuring out, what does that mean to be your authentic self? So really, it's a breakdown of who you are on different levels. What are your morals? You have to create morals. You know, if you don't have them, or if they were altered at some point, or sometimes in life we just grow, right? And something that we did in our 20s, we're we might not do in our 30s. And like, what the heck was that all about, you know? So I had to find out who my authentic self was. I had a good idea, I thought. And then, y'all, I started reading a book. And this book is entitled How to Be Single and Happy. And I also piggybacked it with Breakup Bootcamp. And I'm telling you, those two books helped me through and through and through. Like, I'll still refer to them or, you know, look back and like, holy cow, okay, I did that. I got this far, or I still need to work on that, whatever it might be. But those two books helped me, and they're kind of a step-by-step book, to be honest with you. And the Breakup Bootcamp, okay, y'all, like, that's literally breaking up, like, bootcamp. Like, it's telling you how to get over a person, giving you different exercises, et cetera, et cetera. This thing, How to Be Single and Happy, I would recommend that to anybody, to be honest with you, because I feel like even if you're in a relationship, like, you have to be happy. Being outside of a relationship, you have to be happy. Part of a huge part of your authentic self is what brings you joy. What are the what's your passion? What do you like? And also, what are your boundaries? And I'm going to tell you, I got myself a little notebook, and I actually have it right here to refer back to if I need to. But okay, this is another thing about me, y'all. I have a notebook or a journal or something, planner for every different aspect of my life. So this one was recreating myself. This journal was. So my authentic self, like, I wrote it out, and I have about a page for each, you know, what are my boundaries? And what are your boundaries on a personal level? What are your boundaries in relationships and with friends? Those are, and, you know, in parenting, those are all very different. And I think that oftentimes we just glaze over a huge chunk of our life and just like make it all one, you know. Okay, boundaries in general for myself, like, I'm not going to drink and drive. I'm not going to give people my emotional responses. However, I'm not going to yell at my child. But do you see, like, in each one of those categories, it can be so different. And what do you mean when you're not going to yell at your kids? What are you going to do instead? Especially if, you know, you're trying to break that cycle. And there's an episode on that too. So later on. So stay tuned for that. But what are all those versions of you? And once you see that, you're going to be able to look, and I really, y'all, I suggest writing all this stuff down. I really do. Thinking about it is great. And even if you can remember and sort through your thoughts, like I can't, so I have to write everything down, y'all. Everything. But even if you can do that, I would highly suggest that you write this out, honestly. Just because it will bring you to the next step. So from that list that I made, I went to look at what did I want to change, because that's another thing. We have control. You have control to be who you want to be. We have our personality traits and, you know, different things like that, but we can, in all reality, we can dictate our life, right? We can make it what we want to make it. And part of that is our authentic self and just us as humans. So I looked at mine and I noticed that there were a couple of in the boundary category that I wanted to change. And really it was my reaction time and my spiciness to things that are said to me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I still am a reactive person, but at this point I have controlled it. And let me tell you, the amount of peace that just that one little change has made is substantial enough for me to be like, oh my gosh, okay, what's the next thing that I want to work on? Like, okay, that was really easy. I thought it was going to be hard. So just seeing that, it gives you a whole nother level of motivation. Also, I do want to say, when you're making these lists, don't be hard on yourself. Please don't be hard. And what doing that step is going to do is going to provide you to look at yourself through some raw eyes. And it's not for everybody, you know, to see. This can be something that's extremely personal if you want it to be, or you can definitely share with somebody, you know, if you have a partner, a best friend, a family member that you are very vulnerable with, feel free to share with them if you like. I'm a very private person, so I did most of this on my own, and then I would share with my close people the steps that I made. But as far as like along the way, that was too vulnerable for me. So whatever your choice is, share, don't share, I just want y'all to do it, okay? Like, please just humor me and just write down even where you are with your authentic self today. Write down what you think your authentic self means, and you can look at that and change it if you want to. Also, Google. You know, you can Google how to find your authentic self. It's going to be a lot of reflecting, though, y'all, I'm telling you. So take that into consideration. So once I found out who I wanted to be, I was like, okay, I can shape myself however I want. We're gonna do this and X, Y, and Z, and I'm gonna like thrive and live my best life, right? Y'all, I was hyped up. I was like, oh, this is so much energy. And let me tell you, it was also the fact of me being able to have my voice. Like that time that I said, you know, I lost myself. I didn't feel like I had a voice or my voice mattered. So once I realized that I am in control, I have my power. You have it. You have your own power. Okay. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Don't let anybody's words put you down. And I know that happens so often, y'all. I'm speaking from experience, but really, really don't let that happen. Tune those people out and start cutting the cords. I'll get into that in another episode as well, just because that's a step to, you know, living your best life, most authentically yourself at that. So I thank y'all for tuning in. Just to wrap up, I am going to be doing weekly episodes, so be on the lookout, and they will be uploaded on Tuesdays. So make sure you do all the cool stuff, subscribe, like, comment. Also, if anybody has questions for me or wants advice or anything, please reach out. I will definitely do my best to assist in any way possible. That's what I'm here for. I just want to share my vibes and how I got through some pretty tough shit and see if that can be of assistance to anybody else. So without further ado, thank you for tuning in, and I will be here next week. Thanks, y'all.